Hey, Small Dave.
Welcome. Welcome once again, listeners. We are here on the show, here on the Boroughs of Lincoln. Already a huge hit. They're listening in New Hampshire. They're listening in Tuscaloosa. They're listening in the Canadia. And they're listening in the new motherfucking Orleans. Doctor, it's good to see you over there. Dr. Loud is with me, and we are on our... Well, actually, we're not going to name or number this installment. This is a special holiday bonus installment, Doctor, of the Boroughs of Lincoln.
It's the Boroughs of Lincoln Day.
Yeah, yeah. And we thought that we would do a small... The Doctor and I think so highly of our loving listening public. I hope that we're, you know, somehow getting near those young ladies who talk about murder all the time, Doctor. We actually have sunnier things that we talk about, drinking downtown or maybe friendly shedding a garment in the near south. We never know. One never knows how it will come out. So, on this special bonus episode,
little bonus mini episode.
Yeah, bonus mini episode, not only to entertain you and keep you abreast of all that happens in Lincoln, Nebraska, the most important city in the nation. It is smack dab in the middle of the nation. You are listening to it on this very station. If you need any more contemplation, just check with, I don't know, I can't rhyme it. Okay, so Doctor... Doctor, you and I are both here. We have had one or one and a half bottles or cans of beer.
Yes.
We're ready to go, and we're going to do this vignette for our... We're not going to number the episode, but we're way up in the... You know, it would be episode...
Probably 21.
Yeah, but yeah. we're doing it kind of like did Lucas the Star Wars... series,
yeah,
you know, the eulogy or whatever. I mean, that's when you die, but it's it's more than a trilogy, whatever. The span of three movie vignettes that he did. We're gonna do something a little similar and take it out of time, and we are going to focus on a little known borough, Dr. Loud.
Which borough is that?
Yeah, well, thank you for asking, and I needed Dr. Loud for not only his editing and production skills, but also his talented eye and ear.
And asking all the right questions.
Yeah, to ask all the right questions at exactly the right time.
Yeah.
So, Doctor, never fear. Small Dave is here. We are going to do this special. It's not a reading of poetry, Doctor. It is barely in iambic pentameter itself, but it focuses on the borough, little known to Nebraskans and to Lincolnites, Seven Oaks.
Doctor. Seven Oaks.
Yeah, wow. Seven Oaks, Doctor, runs, you might ask, where? Where, Small Dave?
In the
fair city of Lincoln, so vast in its expanses of interstellar communities. So we talk about Seven Oaks, Doctor, from about on Old Cheney. Think of Old Cheney Road.
Yes.
That old bird that used to just be, when I was a boy and when you were a boy, even a younger boy, it was just a dirt road, and it was like, you were out on Old Cheney. Like, you, by God, you snorted, and you like a big chaw of tobacco, and you had an old, oh, hey, like
shooting,
you were
stop
a farmer.
Signs out on Old
oh
Cheney.
Yeah, you were shooting stop signs with fucking buckshot. You know, it was the days of yore, basically, in Old Lincoln. But now that's been developed. All that's been developed. So Seven Oaks is a very, very intensely riveting and vinegary neighborhood that runs from about
vinegary,
Doctor. Oh. like a balsamic vinegar.
Oh, like a nice balsamic.
Yeah, it's a balsamic. And it runs from 27th, Doctor, in our fair Old Cheney Road that we mentioned just previously in previous moments on the episode, to say 40th Street and Old Cheney on the south side.
Yep.
Doctor, do you have any questions for your resident expert, Small Dave? Literally chock full of shit.
But I do have some questions.
I will answer Dr. Yee these questions three.
I feel as though I have a turd, and through my butt it pokes.
Never fear, dear Dr. Loud. You can always poop in Seven Oaks. And that's true, people. They have the complimentary bathrooms. If you've ever been around Old Cheney, you know there's extra plumbing. They have the hyperluvibic steam-driven sewers that just basically suck waterless your semi-solid waste down, and with a smell of raspberry, it's really just exciting. Okay, so doctor, continue with your small survey.
More questions.
Continue with your small survey with your resident expert regarding Seven Oaks, please.
Small Dave, I hear they're dropping omoplatas, triangles, and blood chokes.
Don't be silly, Dr. Loud. None of my jiu-jitsu friends live in Seven Oaks.
Oh. Though Martha now long gone, what became of Carrie?
That's interesting you asked, Doctor, and thank you. She keeps a home in Seven Oaks.
Small Dave, I'm going to wax a little nostalgic.
Why don't you not only wax nostalgic, Doctor, but we promised people a few episodes back that we would also on this show wane nostalgic. So kindly, man, and my dear cohort and hyper producer, do you have anything that you'd like to wane nostalgic? Go ahead.
Small Dave, if life be a wheel, Small Dave, and the Lincolnites the spokes.
Get off your bike analogy, Doctor. It crashed in Seven Oaks.
Will old man Bartleby stay in his home until he croaks?
Doctor Loud. Doctor. Old man Bartleby lives in Holly, not in Seven Oaks.
Are you saying the life of Bartleby has been one great big hoax?
Just saying, if the dude did ever exist, bro wouldn't live in Seven Oaks.
Mm. Well, who lives in the borough? A bunch of Australian blokes?
Oh, Dr. Loud, don't be ridiculous. Lincoln hates Australians, especially in Seven Oaks.
I do see people late at night, adorned in flowing cloaks.
Dr. Loud, that's Jehovah Witnesses making waves in Seven Oaks.
But aren't the people wealthy, though? Summering at lakes and lokes?
That's Capitol Beach you're thinking of, Doctor. It never even rains in Seven Oaks.
Aren't the people friendly, though, with their howdy-do's and okey-dokes?
Only the rudest of Lincolnites, Doctor, live in Seven Oaks.
Do they even ever leave? The more and more I can coax?
Dr. Loud, forget about it. They are trapped in Seven Oaks.
I have a question, Small Dave.
Well, Doctor, what is your final question?
Are all the trees that line these streets planted by these folks?
Not one, not two, not three, not four, Doctor, seven motherfucking oaks. Ba 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 ba, you can think of ba 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 ba. Ba 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 ba.
I hope that you have all enjoyed our bonus mini issue.
Yeah, yeah. You know, keep yourselves in the knowledge and the love of your creations in life. Work on things you need to work on. We all need to work on things. People tell me all the time, Small Dave, everyone has to work on everything. So have a great,
it's true.
Yeah, have a Dr. Loud. Thank you so much for your production capabilities and for all the lovely music on this episode. Keep it real, my rock juicer, my level sprucer, the benevolent Dr. Loud. And from
Thank you, Small Dave.
Yeah, no problem, man. And from Small Dave and Dr. Loud to the rest of you in Lincoln, in St. Joseph, Missouri, in Kansas City, in St. Louis, in Chicago, in Newark, in San Diego. We love you. The doctor and I love you, and we thank you for listening. Well, doctor, it's kind of like just getting a piece of pepper in your eyeball. It just keeps giving and giving and giving. So anyway, I have a follow-up story as part of our special bonus episode about a very dark happening that happened in the borough of Seven Oaks. 7 years ago, seven brothers. They were not Chinese, but they were... Dr. Loud, frankly, they were Scandinavian in their ethnicity. And these Scandinavian brothers, Jorn Bjornsson, John Bjornsson, John Bjorn Bjornsson, Johnson Johnson Bjorn Bjornsson, Johnson Johnson Hansen Bjorn Bjornsson, and Johnson Jorn Bjornsson, all be set off on a journey through the hills and the dales of Seven Oaks to find their one and only long-lost father, Thompson Frompson Ling Johnson. And what transpired then was one of the brothers immediately became decapitated, so he lost his head.
Wait, what?
One of the brothers, in search of his father, it fell beneath the turbine of a jet engine and had his head immediately severed and thrown back out onto the tarmac as the brothers were late for a Fog Hat concert in St. Louis.
Wow.
And so basically one of the brothers went out like that on the runway at O'Hare. And the second brother lost his life, unfortunately, in a scuba diving accident off of the coast of Namibia and Botswana. And so was a deep sea diving Dr. Loud for Mako and Kahuna Shark.
Jeez.
Yes. And the second brother, Loms Thompson, he perished from that terrible shark bite. So the second brother bitten shark, first brother decapitated. What happens to the third brother, doctor, you might ask? The third brother...
I'm still processing the first two brothers.
The third brother, Johns Thompson, Johansson, his fate was a little more macabre in that he had a terrible leech problem, doctor, and to basically to where 84% to 87% of his body was covered in what they call the Monera Harbio leech, which is a deep sea leech that is kind of about the size of an eagle, you know. So when they wrap around you, man, they can suck like a quart and a half of blood every 35 seconds.
Oh, it's horrifying.
So the fourth brother succumbs to this leeching these seven Scandinavian brothers. So you might ask yourself, doctor, well then, Small Dave, what happens to the fifth? Well, the fifth...
Wait, the fourth. What happened to the fourth?
The fourth brother was basically erased. The fourth brother never had been. Time at that moment was severed in a spherical rip of space where time becomes a loop, And basically you have to center yourself and rehyber yourself to even get out of that zone. So basically the fourth brother never existed.
Yeah.
So therefore we go on to what actually happened to existing Dr. Loud, existing Brother Five, Tom Thompson,
Wait, is he still around at least?
Tom Johnson Homs, Lon Johnson Homs Thompson, Bjornson Tom. Sen. So, the fifth brother sort of was akin to a shotgun blast, Dr. Loud. A wow. Shotgun blast that was initiated by a 9-year-old girl named Olivia. Olivia one day was just dusting in the house, not thinking a thing of it in the early 1900s, and just going from wicker chair to a cedar trunk, from cedar trunk over to the bed baseboard, from the bed baseboard over to the wooden floor. Oh, and then granddaddy's 10-gauge shotgun, and thinks to herself, I have not really done anything in my young life to create a sort of image in someone's head that might suggest that I am not with which I am not or with whom I'm an individual, is what this young lady thinks in that moment. I am an individual with whom not to be tussled. And so she grabs that 10-gauge shotgun and she rolls out. Nine-year-old girl. The biggest shotgun made. They don't make them anymore. They're so fucking big. They wouldn't make shells for them these days, but this is the 1900s.
Bolt that one.
Takes granddaddy's 10-gauge shotgun out to Tom Yom Hompson, Joe Hornson, Bjorn Bonson, and says, "Hey, Uncle Tom." Boom! Just fucking blasts that fucker's head right off. So, kind of a decapitation, but just basically was as I had said before, akin to Dr. Loud, a shotgun blast. Okay, so tragic and very tragic. Very tragic. Lots of blood, you know, brains. Yeah, brain. Minute. I'm the motherfucker on brain detail. I'm the Guns of Navarone motherfucker. So, that's going on. And then brothers, okay, I got a minute left. Brother Six just fucking gets his carotid and the base of his testes severed in a bloodlust. He tries to have his way with a woman named Belle Starr back in the days of bandits, female bandits. And so Belle Starr, you know, he all sidled up to her, not knowing that she was just a minister of death or a female minister of death praying for war, just shoots him right in the carotid. Boom. And then once again, and then in the crotch, you know, just for good measure, severs it with a straight razor just so that you could watch him bleed out basically the balls, doctor. So brother number six, Thorn Jorn Bjornson Jorn Horn, Arthur Jorn. He
such a sad tale.
Yeah, he gets his ball sliced, and the other brother just falls off the fucking Empire State Building. Splat. We'll be right back.